I followed in the footsteps of someone who I worked with and know very well. And you know what? To be fair, I followed in his footsteps a lot. I guess the scoring of the book, which I did last night and made a colossal mistake. This is when kids are around, man, and they're just running in your face and they're everywhere. And I'm trying to, like, you know, get them to relax and go to bed. But I don't know how I made this mistake. I put the lineup in the book. Typically, I just wait for the game to start. And then as long as it's on, yes. If it's on, Amazon does it a little different, I think. I think this year they did match it the same, but yes, for sure. It gives you the full lineup, the bench, and the relievers, and the bullpen. So instead of like going to, yes, the Yankees Twitter or whatever and getting the lineup early and everything, because then they don't, I mean, I know the bench and I know the bullpen, but it's just easier. I wait until the game, I press pause on the screen, I write everything down. Same thing for Chicago. Instead of going to the White Sox Twitter, I just wait for the screen when they hit, pause, and I write everything down. Today, for whatever reason, because I happened to be there with the book and my wife went to go do something and I was with the kids in the room anyway. I was reading stuff on Jazz and reading stuff on Twitter on football and stuff. So I actually went to the Yankees and Chicago White Sox and I wrote down the lineup off the Twitter page where they give the lineup. And then for whatever reason, when I went to go do the book and I stopped the screen for the bullpen of the White Sox and everything, I wrote the bench and the bullpen on the wrong page. I wrote underneath the lineup for the White Sox, I had, you know, Jazz Chisholm. I wrote the Yankees bench under the White Sox lineup, and it was a terrible. The White Sox bench under the Yankee lineup. I put the relievers on the wrong page. I don't know how I did it. I went down to make the pitching change when they took out their starter, and I was like, what? I realized I wrote it on the wrong page. Anyway, not the point of this story, but I didn't necessarily follow. I always like to do the scoring. I didn't follow Evan's footsteps with the scoring of the book. I did it for another reason. My son was being born. I thought it'd be cool. I think I've told the story. When my father passed away when I was 19 years old in 2003. And going through some of his stuff after he passed away, I found like this notebook. That's also why I have this spiral notebook. So I know people have made comments of it on the occasional video that is out there of me when I threw the book or whatever. I have this spiral notebook instead of a laptop or whatever. My dad had spiral notebooks, so I've always kind of written in spiral notebooks since that. And I found a notebook with like sort of fancied himself as a musician, and there was songs and there was poetry and there was different things that he had written down. And I treasure it. I thought it was something nice to have, his own words, his own thoughts, his handwriting, just something of his. And so when my wife got pregnant with my first son, I thought, well, maybe I'll score Yankee games. And I'll write little notes and stuff. And now the notes have kind of gone less and less. And it's more about just, can you freaking believe this team? As opposed to, you know, in the early days, it was like, me and your mom went to the doctor today. And we found out you're the size of an eggplant. Like, you know, whatever. They give you all the comps on, like, what the size of the kid is. You're the size of a tangerine. So I don't know if I followed his footsteps in that necessarily, although he's been doing it forever. I did follow his footsteps last night in a little bit of a emotional hedge, because I was convinced the Yankees were going to lose that game. I was convinced. I mean, when the bullpen came in, when Canely walked the leadoff man in the ninth, I went right to FanDuel and I placed a wager on the White Sox, because I felt it, and more than actually hoping to win money necessarily or to feel better. Evan does it so that he'll hope when he wins money, he could say, at least I won money. I wasn't even looking to do that. I'm looking to be such a jinx that I know I won't win money, that if I put money on the White Sox, it'll help the Yankees. I'm not looking to feel better if the Yankees lose. I'm honestly hoping that I'm such a jinx that just betting on the White Sox will help the New York Yankees. But that's how this bullpen is right now. And you knew Holmes wasn't available. And I wasn't sure about Weaver and even Tonkin, who's been good. I would say Cousins has been just as good as Tonkin, but and Canely's been okay. Right now, the real problem is Leiter, and just overall, none of them are pitching particularly well at the moment. And you just know when he comes in and gives up a run, Leiter in the eighth, after Nestor Cortez, who I haven't really talked about as much here just yet in the open, who was brilliant in this game. I mean, Nestor needed that in the worst way. And yes, it's the White Sox. Again, I'm not making a major case out of all this. When I go on about Juan Soto, it's three home runs. I don't care who you hit three home runs against. That's hard to do. And more of just the uplifting nature of what those three home runs meant to the fan base, or at least how I felt of it as a Yankee fan, where down in the dumps, real down in the dumps, and I'm not out of the dumps. I'm still very concerned about this team. But him doing that, carrying this team, reminding us that we don't only have Judge, you have Juan Soto. Not that you need reminder of that, which if you do, I remind you every day on Twitter. But for him to hit those three home runs and carry the team, it's not that, woohoo, we beat the White Sox. It's like, thank you. Between last night's loss, Chisholm's injury, like, just thanks. We needed something to just celebrate. We needed a moment to realize, wow, how special it is.